Chapter 13. The Ponyville Game Night Parade.
If you wanted to host us at the castle so bad, Starlight, you should have just told us.
Pinkie Pie stood up and brushed herself off. Her fuchsia mane had a toy boat stuck in it. She gestured to the wreckage and crowd of very confused ponies with a giggle.
You didn't have to do all this super speedy, super slow down magic to get the whole town to come over and hang out with you ponies on game night.
Several ponies looked crushed. They'd been looking forward to the evening so much, and now all the work they'd put into it was ruined. Starlight felt terrible. I'm so sorry, every pony. What a mess I've made. And for what?
I don't know,
Pinkie's eyes narrowed as she rubbed her chin and thought.
Unless this was all just an elaborate surprise to start off the very first group challenge of Ponyville Game Night?
Not unless the challenge is which pony can pick up the most litter the fastest, Starlight Glimmer said and hung her head. Not likely.
Hey now, I don't see why this can't be our first challenge,
Applejack replied with a shrug.
What do you say, ponies? This town will be back to spiffy faster than a tomcat can lick a bowl of cream.
A murmur of excited conversation broke out through the crowd. Soon, the town's ponies began to nod in agreement. Some stomped their hooves on the ground.
And we can make the grass even cleaner than before, Fluttershy added with a sweet smile. I know the animals would appreciate it, too.
I'll, supervise, Rarity forced a laugh. Applejack shot her a look. What? There needs to be a neutral pony to judge the competition, no?
Rarity gave an embarrassed chuckle as Applejack rolled her eyes. All right, Ponyville, Applejack called out. Let's do it!
She raised her hooves high above her cowpony hat. On your marks, get set, go! Her hooves fell, and the pony sprang into action. It was like an odd parade mixed with a swap meet as the ponies combed the terrain, picking up items as they made their way back to Ponyville Town Square. But every pony was having fun. A little later, with some hoof grease and teamwork, the town's ponies had soon cleaned up the Color Challenge Arena. Crates were firmly back in place, and water balloons were refilled. Spike and Big Mac busied themselves fixing up their gaming tables. And Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash even found the Ponyville Game Night flag and flew up to the flagpole to reattach it.
Look, Starlight, Twilight said, picking up a sparkly yellow water balloon. Every pony's having fun together, and it has nothing to do with spells.
She laughed as she playfully tossed the balloon at Applejack. What was I thinking trying to use that moon curve's minutia in the first place? And what was I thinking trying to practice magic in a random room that appeared out of nowhere? Starlight replied. She cocked her head to the side. Now that I think of it, I'm pretty sure it was one of those Andalusian amplifiers.
Starlight! Twilight gasped in astonishment. Of course it was!
Her eyes were as wide as carrot cakes. A room that amplifies everything that happens inside it.
Starlight, that's why your magic was strong enough to create a vortex.
Twilight shook her head in disbelief. It all makes sense now. An Andalusian amplifier in my own castle. And I didn't even know it. Wow, I really need to pay more attention to my surroundings.
Yeah, you do, Starlight shrieked as she hurled a blue water balloon in Twilight's direction. The princess ducked behind a crate with a squeal of laughter as the other ponies joined in, tossing balloons at one another. Starlight Glimmer galloped to another crate, laughing as she hid from the colorful balloons. Even with everything that had happened in the past few days, Starlight Glimmer couldn't remember another time when she'd had this much fun. It was true that a part of her wished the moment could last forever. But deep down, she knew it wasn't meant to. And that was what made it pretty magical.
Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Starlight Glimmer and the Secret Suite, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 9, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it. Or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at belinda.com. Or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters on to our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.